Eazy-E, how are we? Eric? Rachel? Hello? Okay, so obviously the podcast did not drop on Mondays. Long story short, but because I'm by myself, I'll probably tell it long anyway. We were hoping to have the podcast, obviously, on Monday morning for it to drop. But everything just got really hectic over the weekend, to be totally honest with you. One of our original members of the Any Given Monday podcast, Connor, was over in the UK. He was doing a white collar charity event. So myself and Eric were over there trying to see him. We tried to organize, get a Thursday night. That wasn't happening. We tried to get it even in London with a few drinks on us. We tried to organize the podcast with Rachel. That wasn't happening. So we're going to leave it just for another week before doing next week's podcast and just leave as it was. We just couldn't get together, especially the time zones with Rachel. Especially because Eric dragged me to a pub on the Saturday to watch his Liverpool play in the FA Cup final. And playing a London team in a London pub, thankfully it went all right in the end, just about. But English fans are just so, so passionate. It's insane. Passionate is probably not the word I want to use, but since I'm on the podcast, that's the word I'm going to use, because the Chelsea fans in the pub did not stop singing for 120 minutes. So all that happened over the weekend, a great weekend seeing Connor, if you're listening, unbelievable effort, great work in that fight. Anyone who steps into a ring and does something like that, utmost respect. So fair play to you. Unbelievable. Not something I don't think I could ever do, I don't think, but just the courage to do something like that. And it was such an incredible venue, having 1600 people watch you, great atmosphere and everything else that came with it. You did yourself proud, head up, absolutely class. With that said, I'm gonna go straight into a solo episode of the podcast today, and just talking about if you're struggling to get started, or you keep lacking motivation to get in for runs, or just you keep skipping workouts and stuff. So hopefully it'll be a short episode of the podcast on this kind of topic. And then next week, or well, a half a week from now, it's Wednesday night as we record this. I'm hoping to get a run myself after this. I've been talking about getting people up into a run and stuff like that. My run's been slacking so far this week. So I'm hoping to get a run after this. And before then, strength to podcast. About getting back into the swing of things. If you're struggling with motivation, hopefully this podcast will do a tip or two to help you out. And with that said, intro music, Any Given Monday podcast, solo episode with just me. Let's go. Okay, so one of the reasons it's gotten to Wednesday before I got through this podcast, we were going to wait a week before doing it. But I wanted to get something out because I wanted to keep that habit and routine going of getting at least one episode of the podcast out each and every week. And I didn't want to talk about just anything or something we've talked about before in the podcast. I want to do something different. And then I realized that the actual book I'm reading right now, War of Art, is pretty much, you know, I can relate that to running, specifically running and getting started with your training. So this is a book where, if you're a personal trainer listening to this episode of the podcast, you'll probably know exactly where I'm coming from, especially if you're out by yourself or even entrepreneuring like that. You see all these different books and stuff about, you know, unlocking your potential and all this kind of thing. You're just looking for something, any sort of inspiration to get you up and going. And I definitely 4 or 5 years ago, when I was out on my own doing personal training, and I just happened to get this book along with a lot of other books. It's probably time I got a few Tim Ferriss books. Tools of Titans is a book I particularly like. 4-Hour Work Week, I can't say I got much from that book in terms of actual practical use of it, but yeah, good book. But different books like that, if you've been from an entrepreneur background or a PT background, you probably know the type of books I'm talking about here. And one of them was War of Art. I don't have the actual book in front of me, otherwise I'd tell you the author of it. But so I got this book in 2017, along with a whole host of other books, to look for this inspiration. Of course, I never read it. And then I saw it pop up on an Instagram story. I think a Joe Rogan post or something like that recently. I was like, oh, I have that book. And it's a short book. And one of my goals this year was to read at least 20 books. I'm not much of a reader. I know we talked about this before in the podcast. Not that much of a reader. I read 4 books so far. The most recent one was Steve Young's autobiography. And that took a little bit to get through. Really enjoyed it. But when I saw this post in Joe Rogan, I was like, actually, that's a short enough book. I can read this book pretty quick, get back on track, and try and get 20 books read throughout the course of a year. So I have that book pretty much read. Still got around 20 pages left in it. But have the gist of it at this stage. And with a lot of self-help books, I find you could summarize them in probably 3 or 4 pages, but the stories and stuff they tell just somehow expands it out into an entire book, which is an art form in itself. Not to take away from this book or other self-help books, but I find you could really summarize these things into 3 or 4 pages of practical advice. And that's what I'm going to try and do, try and relate it to running and try and relate it to my own experiences. And hopefully it might click with someone you might get something out of this podcast. One of the quotes in it, which is pretty cool, that I use in terms of my motivation to train. And when I'm talking about this, I'm going to contradict myself, because I'm going to talk about how motivation is something that I feel is overrated, but it can help you get started and create a good routine and a good habit. So like, motivation comes at the start of the year. I'm looking at this wall calendar, I'm like, 1st of January. And that's when it happens with New Year's resolutions, and we try to do too much all at once, that I'll get to now in a second. And then when that happens, then that's when routine and stuff fall apart. But one of the quotes that kind of helps spur me on is that most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unloved life within us. Between the two stands resistance. So what resistance is in this book is what's holding us back. Is it just procrastination, or is it something deeper, like the fear of failure? Like, I'm not going to be able to run that 5K or 10K, or that time is too difficult, or people are going to be looking at my Strava and seeing my times aren't good enough, or I can't use Strava because of that. And what are people going to think when I try and do this? And I'm trying to take on too much and I'm not able to do it. So we not do it at all. So that's a form of resistance, that kind of self-doubt, or just kind of, it could be something as simple as, like, to bring it back to running. Just like, oh my God, this run today is going to take up an hour and a half. I haven't got much time to do it. Kind of like myself tonight, it's 9:30 as I'm recording this. I'm like, do I have time to get a run? But that's resistance getting in the way now. Or for example, it rained earlier today. I'm not going out now because it's raining. I'll go out when the weather clears up. And getting into your own head, or just there's not enough hours in the day. So why that's happening is the resistance. And according to this book, and what I believe as well, like, anything new to our routine will be met by resistance. Like the New Year's resolutions I talked about. And when people have so many different goals to do and to try and do at once, there's just so much resistance at that. And that's why most people fail their New Year's resolutions. But the book also talks about how you never get true resistance. Like, the weather is, it's always going to be raining in Ireland. You know, there's always going to be times where the hours in the day start to run out. It's very hard to get out there. Some people think you just get into routine and that's it. Once you're in the routine, You never have to fight this resistance, but that resistance is always there. So one of the people he brings up in the book is Henry Fonda. And so every time he went out on stage to a performance, he would get sick. So that was a form of resistance, but he knew he got sick. Once he's out there, he can keep going and do his thing from there. But his resistance, that feeling you get before, we know what that feeling is, that butterfly feeling in our stomach. We may not get sick before going every time, but that can also be a form of resistance, depending on how you feel about it. So I always tell people, if they're nervous or getting that butterfly feeling, that's a good thing. It's the same as getting excited. You're getting that butterfly feeling. Your heart rate is racing a little bit more. The blood's flowing a little bit more. It's getting yourself amped up to go. But if you start thinking of it as nervousness, and then the self-doubt comes in your mind, I'm not able to do this, that, according to the book as well, would be a form of resistance. So, one of the things with motivation is, I talked about there a second ago, was I think it's a bit overrated. Like, you constantly see these, well, I do anyway, on my feed, I don't know about other people's feeds, but like all these kind of motivation, you know, quick little stories or tidbits and stuff like that. And you can get sucked into, like, okay, I'm going to watch a bit of a motivation video before going to a run. And then it's 2 hours later and you're still watching that motivation video. Be like, I'm going to get motivated to do this. Where the time is ticking by, and once resistance kicks in again, you're like, it's too late now to go for that run. But I'm very motivated to run, but it's actually just too late for me now to get out there. And look, I'm being a bit of a hypocrite there, because I love a good Rocky montage as much as the next person, or a good David Goggins quote, or his short little Instagram clips about staying hard and getting out there and battling that resistance and getting out and doing it anyway. But if you over rely on them and not create your routines, and you're always looking for that motivation rather than it's a set routine and having that goal, then you're not really going to get, you're not going to really stick to it long term if you always have to be amped up to get it done. Sometimes you just need to to just do it. You may not feel like doing it. You just got to get out and just do it. Hey guys, just a pause for the calls here as we talk about this week's sponsor of the Any Given Monday podcast. And fitness is a journey, and we found the perfect companion for every step of the way. Imagine a seriously tough training partner that's guaranteed to keep you on your game, will never skip a sesh, is always there to level up your motivation, and will even organize your life and hold all your workout gear for you. Meet King Kong Bags, the toughest gym bags in the game. You could drag them around, pack them to the max, and take them on the toughest of adventures with confidence they're not going to rip or stretch. All King Kong Bags are decked out with all the pockets and compartments you'll ever need. We're talking shoe compartments, laptop sleeves, multiple bottle pockets, wet zones for your towel, pockets for your gym accessories, meal prep storage, and even a unique weightlifting belt attachment. If you take your training serious, you need a serious gym bag too. Ready to pack for greatness? Take their quiz and let the pros match you to your perfect gym bag. You'll also score $10 off. Just head to knkg.com/anygivenrunday. Not convinced? Buy it, pack it, take it to the gym, get chalk all over it, and if it doesn't live up to you, the hype of being the number one gym bag of 80,000 plus fitness freaks worldwide, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Make sure you use knkg.com/anygivenrunday for our exclusive $10 off discount. That link will be in the show notes. And with that said, let's get right back to this week's episode of the Any Given Runday podcast. And there was another great story in the book. Well, it was a short paragraph talking about a great story. So the author in it, I'm reading in front of me, Somerset, I can't even pronounce his surname, M-A-U-G-H-A-M. You'd think I would have tried to pronounce the surname before doing a solo podcast, but here we are. So he was asked, he's an author, and he was asked, did he stick to a schedule when writing his books the morning? And he says, I write only when inspiration strikes. Fortunately, it strikes every morning at 9 a.m. sharp. Which pretty much means you just got to sit down and do it. Find a way to do it. And it's the same, to relate that back to training, there's something to be said about just showing up. Not every session is going to be great. It's not going to be a 10 out of 10. Sometimes it's a 3 out of 10 session. Sometimes it's a 6 out of 10 session. And sometimes you just get that great session. But if you don't turn up at all, it's going to be a 0 out of 10. So literally just start. If you feel like you've got a long run in and you're not going to get that long run done, just get 2-3K in. You might feel better. You might start getting the ball rolling, feeling a lot better. Or if you're going for a workout, get your warm-up in. You know, get the blood flowing, get a bit of movement going. And you know what? At the end of that warm-up, at the end of 2-3K, you're like, you know what? I'm just not feeling today. Great. Head on home. You at least got out there. You at least set that routine of doing something. And you'd be like, Sean, a 10-minute warm-up and that's it. Just leave. You're not going to get much out of that, but you are. You're setting a foundation of making a habit of going to the gym, just doing 10 minutes. The next day could be just 11 minutes. That's, 1 minute better. You're already doing adaptation at that 10 minutes. Just an extra set of something to get in. And you could do shorter workouts and just make it. There you're 20, 30 minutes, slowly build up to that, and that's doing something. Now, if you're listening and going, I already do 45-minute workouts 3 times a week, and you're sticking to that routine and that regimen, then that advice is obviously not for you. But if you're struggling to get a habit with your training, just go in, just get 10 minutes, and then move on from there. Like, make that path to training the least possible resistance of getting in, the least possible things getting in your head. So if you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do in the gym, and how am I going to fail just 10 minutes, or what am I going to work on today? How is this going to help my run? How is this going to help my cycling? What kind of exercise should I be doing, not doing, form and stuff like that? Just get a coach. Have that resistance taken away from you, so you have a coach or a person telling you, hey, this is what you do. I mean, like, if Tiger Woods had a coach telling him, hey, I think you should use this iron or this iron, or this is where you should focus on your swing. If Michael Jordan had a basketball coach telling him, giving him tactics and all the rest, chances are you could benefit from a fitness coach as well to get a clearer path towards your goals. And look, obviously we have links in the show notes, and obviously we are an online training platform as well as hosting podcasts. So that's not just a plug for Any Given Training Day. That could be your local run club, athletic club. Maybe there's a PT in your area or a different online personal training coach. I won't take offense to that if you pick someone else. But just someone to keep you accountable and to help take that resistance away and put you on a clearer path. Like, it's like looking at your car and something goes wrong with the car. It's like, how do I fix this? You know, you could spend hours and hours and hours looking on YouTube videos, and you probably could find a way to fix your car. You probably find a way to service your car with enough information on YouTube and a little trial and error and all this other kind of thing. But you're probably going to bring it to a mechanic if you don't know what you're doing, and spend your time wisely on other things you have going on. So it's the exact same with training. Find a knowledgeable coach and they will be able to put you on the right path towards what you need to do. And that is take away your that resistance, that if you're struggling to get that motivation or that pathway, that's going to help you out. And I do the same. Like, I have Rachel helping my running programs, especially the start of the year, my 5K plan. It was the easiest thing for me to do, because it was literally like, okay, Wednesday she has me doing her Mona Fartlek thing or whatever it is. I know I have to do it that day. And then it's the exact same with my gym. So I've got a coach in the States and I use his programs where it's usually upper and lower body splits, which works out great for me, because then the upper days I can go hard on my running and the lower days either an off day on my running or I can make it work for me that way. And because I've, this year more than any other year, I've really taken the my own kind of coaching a good bit out of my hands in terms of Rachel, in terms of coaching the States. And by using their programs, I've definitely become more complete in my training. I'm probably the fittest I've ever been. There's exercises now that I'm doing that I never would. For example, my deadlifts. I don't have a great deadlift. But for me, I hit 130 for 5 the other day, which is, in terms of the coaches we have in the gym I'm working at, it's probably the weakest. But I never would have touched deadlifts before. And because it's in the program and how it's built in and how it makes sense to me and my lower back, I'm able to slowly build it up and make and get a more complete workout. Otherwise, I would just be doing my favorite workouts, my favorite exercises, and neglecting different body parts and not getting a complete workout. I'd be just doing what I like to do instead of some things that would help me. For example, obviously deadlifts going to help me with core strength, my posterior strength, hamstrings, everything else, which is going to translate into a more complete runner. Whereas I might have just done a small bit of hamstring posterior work and done a lot more squats and reverse lunges and just done all quad work. Obviously a bit of glutes in there as well, but it wouldn't have been enough hamstring work. And that could have led to more imbalances. So by having a complete program, by someone else doing it, taking that out of my hands, I know, okay, once I'm in the gym, what do I have to do? Look at this sheet and go, oh, that's it. Instead of thinking, what will I do today? What suits me today? What's on later? And going from there. So getting back to the Art of War book, the War of Art book, whatever it's got. I think I got that backwards after all this time. We're still rolling. We'll have it in the show notes anyway and have the author's name in the show notes. Stephen something, I think his name is. But anyway, the rest of the book just gives different examples about how hard work and patience pays off, which is a big, big thing for running. Be patient, take your time. We talked about this the other week in the podcast. Don't be worrying about what other people are going to be doing in terms of their Strava and where they're at, because people have different goals to what you have. So with their Strava, there could be some reason their 10K is at, let's say, 50 minutes for argument's sake. That could be in their race pace. Whereas we've talked to death in this podcast about how, you know, you shouldn't be doing race paces for like 80% of your runs, if not more. So your 10K is not the same as their 10K. And also, my 10K out here is going to be a little bit different because I've got all the hills and different elevation and stuff over here, whereas someone could be running a flat or a majority downhill 10K. So comparing your 10K to someone else, unless it's a race day and you're both in the exact same race, the same conditions, there's absolutely no point in doing that. So stay patient with your goals and make sure your goals are specific to you. So I'm lucky now this year that I've found the right balance between staying patient and slowly building up my own running goals as long as my strength training goals, and just take my time with it. I know I can't hit all my goals at once, but I have to kind of pick and choose. Okay, I've got this coming up, so I have to work a little bit more towards this. And I do make it a little bit complicated. So I've got the 80K Eco Trail, for example, September. And after that, it's a short turnaround for Dublin Marathon. But at the same time, in those months leading up to it, it's going to be a lot longer runs. There won't be as much shorter runs. So in September, when I'm close to peak or my peak for those, I won't be going for a 5K PB time, because that's not going to be the goal or the aim at that stage. And I'll probably... That's why now I'm going to go for a 5K PB at the start of June. And after that, then it's all the long training lean towards those longer runs. So you have to pick and choose. You have to stay patient. You can't work towards everything at the exact same time. At the start, there'll be a bit of benefit to it, but as you get more, as you progress more and more in your training, you kind of have to have different seasons, I suppose. Whereas, for example, if like Eric be triathlon season from now, once that's over, he'd be going more to the longer runs towards the marathon just and go from there. So around 20 minutes of this podcast, guys. So I'm going to wrap this one up just in case you're sick of hearing my voice on it. With that routine, just wanted to get a different episode out for you guys. So I hope you did enjoy that quote I mentioned at the start of the podcast. We're going to use that in the Instagram. I'm going to post that up a little bit later this evening. So if you did like it, let me know in the comments what you thought of the shorter podcast. Hope you did like it. We'll try and get maybe even the guys to do their own kind of shorter podcast, especially in weeks where we find it hard to get the three of us together. The time zones of Rachel, obviously in Australia, and just myself and Eric. Eric's been flat out now with his own training and getting himself set up in a new place. He talked about the podcast last week, so don't feel bad saying that now. So hopefully the three of us will be back Monday anyway. If you did like the podcast, do let me know on that Instagram post. Or Sean, you waffle way too much. Tell me that too. Let me know as well in the podcast. With that said, before I wrap up the podcast, I am going to waffle again. I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's doing the Seven Sisters Skyline this Saturday, I think, up in Donegal. I think it's a 55K. Sounds like a hell of a challenge. I know Dara's doing it anyway, as a couple of other people I've seen on my Instagram feed that are doing it as well. So best of luck, guys and girls, doing that one as well. And also a shout out to the guys and girls that I know that are doing the Fast Lane event in Clondalkin. There's a 10K and a half marathon, and it's been advertised as very flat, as a great place to get a PB or even for your first 10K. So those of you who are doing that, I hope to see you on Sunday for that one. And that's going to be pretty much it for this week's episode of this half week's episode of the Any Given Run Day podcast. From myself, Sean, take care.
Bye.